Good morning, Natalie Sussman from the Department of Environmental Affairs.
Good morning, Colum KFA, also from the Department of Environmental Affairs, responsible for wildlife economy.
Good afternoon, Wasi Mandibeni, Department of Environmental Affairs.
So, sure, you know, honorable members. So, we have a team that the whole, both from our entities, those that are involved with both the biodiversity wildlife and bioprospecting, as well as the Rhino Lab, which has got the enforcement aspect, which is why we have South African Police as part of the team that is here to present. So I hand over to Dr. Mayeki. So thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. In future, DG, we just want to get introduction of name and designation. You know, when you say I'm from the Department of Environmental Affairs, what do you do? Hey, what's your responsibility? What makes you to be here? And all of those things. But just for the future, because the DG, when she introduced herself, I'm the DG of the department, we know. The DDG, so that we know the responsibilities, because we don't expect people to come here when they are not really required to be here, you see. Those who come here, they must come here when they have got a specific responsibility to report on this or on that. But that's for future, that's when people come here, we need to know their designation. TDG?
Good afternoon, Chair and honorable members. We will do a presentation on the ocean economy. First of all, the outline of the presentation, we will introduce the ocean economy and we will also introduce the focus areas. Then we will recall the recommendations that were made in 2014 and we will report on progress in each of the areas. The effort on ocean economy started just post 2010. When agriculture split, or when fisheries was split, and what remained in the Department of Environmental Affairs wanted to take an in-depth look at how the oceans of South Africa were managed. The first thing then we needed to do was to develop a policy, which we then took to cabinet, and when we did that, cabinet asked us, is this important? If so, by how much? They wanted to understand its contribution to the GDP of the country. We then commissioned a study with NMMU University or Nelson Mandela Metropolitan University to do the assessment, and they did give us an assessment of what the contribution was in 2010. Cabinet wanted to know whether there was something that could be done in order to improve that contribution. And we did some modeling, and it was discovered that this could be done. We then met as stakeholders and did detailed planning during a six-week period, which was in Durban, which is what then was our implementation of the operation package. The ocean's economy is jointly managed by DPME and the Department of Environmental Affairs. Department of Planning, Monitoring and Evaluation does the monitoring and evaluation of the implementation of ocean economy, and the Department of Environmental Affairs does coordination and reporting. In 2014, four areas were prioritized. The first one, right on the left-hand side of the screen, was transport and manufacturing. Second one was oil and gas. The third one was aquaculture. And the fourth one was marine protection and governance. We have since identified two additional focus areas. These are the small harbor developments, which are led by Department of Works, and coastal and marine tourism, which is led by the Department of Tourism. If we go to the diagram again, I should indicate that the first one, transport and manufacturing, is led by the Department of Transport. And oil and gas, which is the second one, is led by the Department of Mineral Resources. And the third one, aquaculture, is led by the Department of Forestry and Fisheries. And the last one, marine protection and governance, is led by the Department of Environment Affairs. As I indicated, Chair, this was launched, Ocean's Economy was launched in 2015. Key achievements to date is that investments amounting to approximately $17 billion have been made. About 4,903 jobs have been created. I hasten to add, Chair, that we have appointed an economist who we want to verify these figures and also to the extent possible disaggregate them. The diagram there, Chair, simply shows where the range of things that are being done and the geographic location where they are done. As we can see, these projects in all four focus areas, or care from Richards Bay on the right-hand side or in the east up to Port Nolloth along the west coast. I would like now, Chair, to proceed and look at the individual focus areas, starting with the first one, marine transport and manufacturing, and to go over some of the recommendations that were made in Devon. And these are divided into three categories, the first one being infrastructure and operations, the second one being skills and capacity building, and the third one being market growth. In Devon, we said we would establish purpose-built oil and gas port infrastructure by appointing facility operators in Saldanha Bay. Secondly, we said we would prioritize Transnet and Transnet National Ports Authority funding allocation towards marine manufacturing. As far as skills and capacity building is concerned, we said we would create dedicated occupational training for this initiative. And this would refer to professional people, trade people, operators, and seafarers. Secondly, under skills and capacity development, we said we would train about 18,000 learners as artisans, semi-skilled workers, and professionals over the next 5 years. As far as market growth is concerned, we said we would create and implement a public procurement and localization program. Secondly, we would develop a strategic marketing plan. And thirdly, we would propose inclusion of a preferential procurement clause in the African Maritime Charter. Following on those, Chair, using the same three categories, the first one being infrastructure and operations, the second one being skills and capacity building, and the third one being market growth, we committed to maintain and refurbish existing facilities. And as far as skills are concerned, we said we would increase usage of employment services of South Africa system and targeted career awareness services as a high value recruitment tool for this initiative. We also said we would increase capacity to develop skills for 1,200 seafarers and 720 officers per year. And lastly, as far as market growth is concerned, we said we would support local registry of vessels. Again, Chair, maybe repetition just to show the range in geographic terms of where this initiative is concentrated. In other words, marine transport and manufacturing, again, starting from Richard Bay in the east to Port Nolloth in the west. what achievements can we point out as far as marine transport and manufacturing are concerned? Chair, Transnet, National Ports Authority, has made investments of up to 7 billion rand for new and existing port infrastructure. TNPA has called for proposal for offshore supply base at the port of Saldanha. They've also called for proposal for a new BEST 205 and the extension of the quay at Moscas, again, in port of Saldanha. They have also called for proposals for a floating dock for ship repair capacity at the port of Richards Bay. They have also called for a proposal for boat building facility at the port of East London, liquid bulk terminal at Island View and port of Devon, and TNPA has called for a proposal for Devon cruise and Cape Town cruise terminal. Just to show the kind of infrastructure that they are busy procuring and deploying. Further, marine transport and manufacturing highlights, Chair, South Africa shipyards in Port of Devon are currently building 7 tugboats. There are also 2 new vessels being built in the Port of Cape Town. I have difficulty pronouncing those names, Chair.
Where are they coming from?
The names? I don't know, Chair, but they sound Pacific to me. Is it Namani? if they are, let me try it.
Okay.
If they're tugboats, they would be a major company that does tugboats, Mitter. I could be mistaken, but if I were to make a guess, that's what I would say.
But just to say, the naming, for example, the other one was named Mvezo and Kunu, I think. Those ones were named, and the president was there to then have an event to. But on the others, the shipyards have just named them themselves. They did not necessarily request government participation in that respect. Yeah. So yeah.
We can't exclude
them.
Honorable Mabilo is can't pronounce the very well.
So there is an area in Port Roland called Kampatoa.
Okay, Chair, if we can proceed now to offshore oil and gas. And again, the key initiatives that were identified, and these come in three groups of three. First one is infrastructure, where we said we'd develop a phased gas pipeline network. And the second one is environment, where we said we would conduct joint industry and government emergency response drills. And secondly, we would operationalize the International Oil Pollution Compensation Fund. And as far as localization of supply chain, we said we'll develop and implement a local content roadmap. The fourth is capacity development, where we say we'll develop and implement a skills strategy roadmap. And as far as institutions are concerned, we would enhance environmental governance capacity of oil and the gas regulator. And lastly, as far as legislation is concerned, there will be legislative clarity in terms of the MPRDA. Still on offshore oil and gas, Chair, we thought we could give a sense of what is happening in the EEZ. What is being shown in that very, or in that exclusive economic zone? What we are showing there, Chair, is that in a sense, the whole of the economic exclusive zone is business. What do I mean by business? What I mean is the green zones in the exclusive zone. The green zones there are zones where rights for mining oil and gas, or not mining, prospecting oil and gas and production for oil and gas, those are the given. In the areas that are yellow, those areas show areas where applications have been received and are being considered. What achievements have we made then as far as this initiative is concerned? Our Department of Environment Affairs, Department of Energy, and Department of Public Enterprise have entered into a co-funding agreement to fund strategic environmental assessment for the phased gas pipeline network. The Department of Mineral Resources has issued 15 licenses for exploration. The construction of the Bergen fuel storage facility in the port of Cape Town is progressing towards 220 construction jobs. Joint industry and government emergency response teams have been established, and the International Oil Pollution Compensation Fund has been paid by the Department of Transport. Just briefly, Chair, what happened was that the country had arrears because the Department of Transport had not paid a certain amount to this fund. Now they have since been paid, paving the way then for us to have access to this compensation fund. Aquaculture, again, what was recommended in 2014 fell in three phases. In phase one, we wanted to establish an interdepartmental authorizations committee, and we wanted to establish an aquaculture development fund. In the second phase, which would be 12 to 24 months, we would implement 6 ready-to-operate projects and select additional projects. Legislative reform would be embarked upon to promote aquaculture development. We would also establish a globally recognized monitoring and certification system. And we would procure aquaculture products preferentially. In the phase three, which is more long term, we would implement 12 ready-to-operate projects and select additional projects. And lastly, we would carry out capacity building for the entire sector. Aquaculture key achievements, Chair. As far as aquaculture focus area is concerned, our view is that they have exceeded expectations. 32 aquaculture projects have been initiated, and 10 projects in production to the worth of 338 million rand. Government has invested 106 million rand, and 521 jobs have been finalized or committed. The projected increase in production of fish related to the investment is 2,901 tons, and this is an increase in the last year of 175 tons. Key achievements in the aquaculture sector, Chair, the aquaculture bill has been prepared and is currently under review by the state law advisors. And the aquaculture departmental authorization committee is now operational. Let's then proceed to the last of these initiatives. The last one is Marine Protection Services and Ocean Governance. Just to repeat, Chair, this is the one initiative that is led by the Department of Environment Affairs. There were 10 key initiatives that were proposed, also falling under three categories. The first category being integrated framework and governance. it was proposed that the ministerial committee and the secretariat activities would be set up. We committed to review ocean-related legislation. We committed to enhance legislation for integrated coastal and oceans management, or an Oceans Act. And we wanted to accelerate capacity building in ocean governance. As far as the second category is concerned, which is ocean protection, we wanted to enhance and coordinated enforcement program. And if I can just make a comment there, Chair, because we had many people, we had South African Police Services doing enforcement work, you had Department of Agriculture, Forestry, Fisheries doing something, you have the Navy doing something, and all their activities were never coordinated. So the intention was to have this well coordinated. Six, we wanted to develop a national ocean and coastal information system in order to be able to disseminate whatever information we're getting from the ocean. And we also wanted to do a national ocean and coastal water quality monitoring program. If you were going to increase your economic activities in the ocean, we had to make sure that the water, we do not spoil the water, so to speak. And we had to get a competent program then to monitor what was going on. Eighth, we wanted to create a representative network of marine protected areas. And we also wanted to carry out research on marine protected areas and a monitoring program. The last one, Chair, is called marine spatial planning. So we wanted to embark on a marine spatial planning process. Given all those activities, Chair, those activities have to happen in the ocean that we're depicting on the left-hand side. The deep blue is the current economic zone that South Africa has. And the light green, if I can call it that, is the waters that South Africa has applied to the United Nations. Oh, that has not yet been granted, but it gives a sense of the extent of water South Africa would have if all this was approved. My understanding, Chair, will come back on the 8th of November to deal with this issue specifically as well as on that. We have, Chair, as far as marine protected areas are concerned, that diagram gives an indication of where these marine protected areas are, these 22 marine protected areas are. And I would say, Chair, their extent is not that much. To us, it is a reasonable extent. And what has happened, we have gazetted these for public comment, we've got substantial comment that we are studying and preparing to action. I must hasten to add, Chair, that there are other government departments which have had concerns about these marine protected areas that are proposed. And they are Department of Agriculture, Forests and Fisheries, Department of Transport, and Department of Mineral Resources. DAF has finished, they've given us all their comments. And Department of Transport have also given us all their comments. And I don't know if my colleague agrees, from those two, there aren't too many concerns. But we have continued interactions with the Department of Mineral Resources. We've had two engagements now so far, and we'll have another engagement with them on the 1st of November. Okay, continuing with the progress with this initiative, a very key initiative from our point of view, Chair, is the Marine Spatial Planning. And a draft Marine Spatial Bill was gazetted for public comment in March 2001, March 2015, I'm sorry. And we... it is our hope that if things were it's going to cabinet now, and we hope to bring it to parliament early next year. Next year.
Nothing.
Oh, DG says November. We also have prepared a marine spatial planning framework, and it was gazetted for public comment in August of 2016. And comments have been received, and we're starting them. We will have to embark on a process of alignment between the marine spatial bill as well as the framework. As far as enforcement is concerned, we think that we're making good progress, Chair, and we can cite the apprehension of the Chinese vessel a few months ago, where the enforcement agents work very well together to effect that. Enforcement functions are very as many, but I will not...
What happened with it? Maybe just briefly for us. Some of us have not been following that story.
Well, we had always thought that the South African economic exclusive zone was free of foreign fish, foreign vessels that are stealing. And on that occasion, the various law enforcement agencies were able to catch a vessel which didn't have a permit, but had things that it was not supposed to have. So what I'm saying, Chair, in the past, if people suspected fishing, it used to be a problem for the Department of Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries. Whereas now, because we look at all those things that are listed on the right-hand side, these various agents now cooperate to enforce.
So the Chinese vessel was apprehended for fishing without permits?
Yes.
Okay. And when was this?
About three months ago.
All right. Proceed.
Okay. You will recall, Chair, I referred to addition of two other initiatives to the suit that we had. The other one was coastal and marine tourism. And it will be covered in more detail in the next presentation. But the first phase of planning was completed in May, and key projects from our point of view were the blue flag beaches that were going to be pursued, boat base whale watching, as well as shark cage diving, and the aspiration of the tourism sector is given there, but I'll leave that to them to get into more detail. The last addition from our point of view, small harbor development. So small harbor lab will commence during the course of this year, and it will involve renewal or reconstruction of 12 proclaimed fishing harbors. There will be development of 3 additional ones which are currently not proclaimed. These are in southern KwaZulu-Natal, in the Eastern Cape, and in the Northern Cape. 13 projects have been identified, and we think that there's enormous potential for enhanced integrated local economic development. In conclusion, Chair, starting with marine transport and manufacturing, we would conclude that significant progress has been made both with new and existing projects. Oil and gas, we would say progress has been made, especially in the environment-related initiatives. Aquaculture, we would say that we conclude that it has exceeded expectations. And last, marine protection and governance, we would say significant progress has been made with most initiatives, I would say majority of initiatives. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. I see a hand. I don't know whether I should be break for lunch and come back. Or do you want us to... food has been here from one. It's not here. No, maybe if the food is here, let's break.
Yeah.
Let's break. We'll still come back, wholeheartedly. You still ask the questions. But I think there are others who must regular meals in. So we'll break now for, say, 35 minutes. And then we'll be back at 2. Thank you.